Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What is our point of view about the new tools in the market, which might have the potential to rule out a Scrum Master role like ChatGPT, apps to do retro, daily Scrum, etc.? All right. So I have been doing a lot of work with ChatGPT. Todd, I've been bombing our Slack. I've been in Todd's DMs with output from ChatGPT. The future is now, but the future's not scary, is my take on ChatGPT. I think it is a glorified search engine. It comes up with some really interesting things, but it's only as good as the data inside of it, right? So it's not, I don't feel like it's doing anything outside of intelligently ordering information on the internet or information it's been fed. And so I don't believe ChatGPT is anywhere close to overtaking the role of a Scrum Master. In fact, some people on LinkedIn have been doing some tests on whether or not ChatGPT could pass the PSM-1 or the PSM-2 or some of the Scrum.org assessments. And the answer is no, it cannot actually do that. And so that was interesting. So no, ChatGPT is not a professional Scrum Master at this point. I do think the tools are getting better. I think AI is improving. As far as apps to do the retro, the daily Scrum and things like that, I'm not a huge fan. I think the interactions, whether it's remote or in person, are really important. And I don't think the tools are there yet to automate how a Scrum Master facilitates and guides and coaches and teaches and trains. But the tools are getting impressive, though. What do you think, Todd?
I think that if we're talking about just those tools, it's a short-sighted sense of what a Scrum Master really is. Those tools can't help to find a deficiency in collaboration in the Scrum team or between the Scrum team and the organization or between the product owner and the stakeholders, right? Which is part of what a Scrum Master needs to do. Those tools can't pinpoint areas where we need to improve, like helping our product owner, or where there's organizational impediments that we need to jump in and resolve. Those tools can't get a quiet developer to share their opinion with the rest of the group. Quite frankly, I think those are tools that are okay, but we're humans and we're always going to be. And I don't know that there's a future, although there's some pretty scary movies about it. I know that there's a future that is going to be able to have something completely interpret exactly what a human's thinking at any given time, even if we get microchips in our faces or something like that.
Yeah, I do think some people on LinkedIn are doing, I saw this on LinkedIn, but they're in other places too. They're doing some things like they'll to say, hey, ChatGPT, create a retrospective format based off of The Dark Knight. And so you get a Batman retro format. I think it's a cute trick. And so if you're looking for that kind of stuff, it can help. But to Todd's point, it's not going to be, it doesn't, chat, these tools do not have experience. And so can they assist a Scrum Master? I think yes. There are some interesting things they can do, but they don't have the experience, the intuition, the EQ, the IQ, all of those things that make us human and that help us connect and interact. And I see it as, so I'll take it to an analogy would be grandmaster chess players, right? If you take a grandmaster chess player and you give them an engine to calculate moves, they're unbeatable, right? So it's an assistive technology that prevents the best in the world from making blunders, like serious blunders. But it still cannot, even the best engines on the planet still fall susceptible to horizons, limitations. They're still susceptible to positional understanding, although that's getting good. And so there's still things that humans can do, although just brute force calculation, we get killed at. So I think it's interesting stuff. It's not going to take over the world, but could you use it to assist you and do some interesting things? Yeah. That we're playing around with the tools and neat tricks, but I still think your Scrum Master jobs are safe and secure, at least from ChatGPT. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!